The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back to the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Richard Gage, by the way, is going to be with us in our next hour. And it's a pre-recorded call. For those of you, don't panic. We recorded it just a few days ago, and it was phenomenal. In fact, Richard and I talked the entire hour on video. I imagine we're going to try to get it posted to the major blogs out there, the back channels, so that you can watch us. We went the entire period here on the Power Hour talking about the latest updates to 9/11. As you know, Richard Gage has a website, RichardGage911.org. Stephen Williford will be joining us on Tuesday, along with Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice. Joseph Meyer will be back talking about the economy and predictions. Robert Tektalian of Vitamir will be on Wednesday. Also, Martin Pitella on Thursday discussing healthy water. Christian Watson, political commentator and the host of Pensive Politics, will be on Friday. On sale this week, I've extended the my books for 20% off. North American Urban Spice, Vitamir, and Transderma Magnesium Oil and Pearl Beads, all 10% off. And, of course, the Top Ricin 1-pound, 16-ounce, that's right, pump bottle is out there, right? Natural odorless pain relief cream containing 11 natural biomedicines, including Arnica and Echinacea. I'm on the order list as well to get some of that. Of course, if you're listening to the Power Hour on the phone, let's help you use the phone number 631-359-8232. That would be a plus, because then you're not getting a phone bill. Appreciate all of those of you who made donations last week. We can continue to use them. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click the Support Us tab, you can make a donation that way. You can call Jay at 877-817-9829 when the Power Mall opens at the top of next hour. Or you can snail mail us a donation to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Please also consider shopping with us on the Partners tab. Now, here's something probably you need to, you know, understand about it. And this is the one thing about what we're doing with the Partners tab. There's been a little confusion. We've been getting calls from people. Oh, yeah, I shopped you on the Partners tab. And it was, you know, something that we carry in the Power Mall, and you bought it directly from the vendor's website, like Silver Botanicals, North American Urban Spice, Grown by Nature, Strouch Naturals. Well, I hate to say this, but we're not going to get credit for any of those purchases. So we set up a partner affiliates page, and when we do that, it means we don't carry their products, but we're going to receive a spiff, a percentage of the sales that come from your purchases. And of course, if you go to thepowerhour.com/partners, you will be able to purchase and then call us and we'll get credit for it. So that's why we ask you to take a few minutes and call. If you hear a product discussed on the show, you have to buy it directly from thepowermall.com or call the Power Hour. I mean, their Power Mall, rather. That would be the best way to do it, is just to call if you have a question. But if you're shopping online, you cannot go to the vendor's website unless it's listed on our partner's page. So one of the reasons why we suggest looking at the partner's page. Dr. Becker's Bites, Genesis Gold Company, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, Sauna Space, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, My Pillow, Butterfly Essential Oils, Star West Botanicals, Flag Connections, and EMF Rocks. Now, if you didn't hear the folks you intended on buying from on that list, that means that we carry it directly at the Power Mall, and you have to actually call the Power Mall or go online to thepowermall.com and buy them there. That's how we make money. If you use the website directly, I guess it's a little misconception about how that works. So if you go to thepowermall.com and look at our shopping carts and all the stuff we have listed online on the website, you will know that you can buy that stuff from us directly. So let's avoid confusion there. We don't like confusion. It's not from God. Thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com have newsletters. They're free, but you have to have internet to sign up to get them. So you go to the respective websites and click the newsletter tab. They're there. You can also listen to us on ricksatelliteusa.com. We carry an interesting little thing on there. He does. And this is what we call the Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system. It's $269, including shipping. And then you set it up in your backyard. You point the dish to the south, and you start listening to us on Channel 1. Now, if you have questions and you have a phone, you can call Rick Kaler in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. And he will answer any questions you have. Now, here comes the best part. How would you like one of those for free? Everybody likes free. Yep. I'm not calling you entitled. Oh, geez, don't take offense. I mean, this is 9/11 for crying out loud. This is not a false flag attack. No. We still have one dish to give away. Somebody donated $269 and says, here, Rick Kaler, would you please give this dish away on the show? Okay. Thank you for the donation. He does this all the time. This is how giving that man is. He and his wife have been through hell and back, and they're still running this company, and it's doing really well. That's the one thing I can say about Made in the USA, right? So you've got USA people. You can actually call up and talk to them. But if you want a free system, you got to write Rick a letter. Now, there's two ways to get that letter to Rick. And you got to write a paragraph or two. Tell us why you think you should have that dish system. Okay? That's all you got to do. I need it because mom's been sick. No, that you need something really valid. All right? I got bunions. Nope, not valid enough. We need to hear something very valid as to why you need the dish. $269 value. We're going to ship it to you for free if you win. It's not a raffle. Nothing. You don't have to pay money unless you want to actually buy one of these from Rick directly. You can go to ricksatelliteusa.com and do that. But if you send a letter, snail mail, to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or you email us at support@thepowerhour.com. Please be sure to include your name, address, and phone number because Rick's going to call you if he likes your letter. Explain in the letter and include your name, address, and phone number because Rick will call. If he likes your letter, he's going to call you and he goes, hey there, potential lucky recipient. Can you use this dish? Do you have enough place to put it in your yard? And he'll talk to you about it. That's how much he cares. He don't want to give it away to somebody that can't use it. Because say you live in the woods. You have no southern exposure. You're buried in the trees. You've got a recon screen. You're trying to avoid satellite imagery. Any number of things. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But, I mean, see, Rick is going to call to find out whether you can use the system or not. So be nice when you write your letter and be honest. I mean, don't send a letter if you live deep in the woods and you don't want to be found and you're buried in some sod home you built a bunker out of. Yeah, we're probably not going to help. So that's what this is all about. Anyway, as I said, in the next hour, Richard Gage will be joining us in a pre-recorded interview, and you are going to absolutely love the updates. Now, this being the 22nd anniversary of 9/11, at 16 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, we have a video recap from Greg Reese on the Reese Report of the suspicions surrounding Building 7. Now, of course, we're going to talk to Richard Gage about that as well, because there's some new information out. I've also included the Pentagon strike video clip, which is a little over 5 minutes, raising questions about the official story on the attack on the Pentagon. And we have another video, 9/11 and plane, P-L-A-N-E, site. And, of course, the government overreach, parts of the Patriot Act ruled unconstitutional by Sam Kim. You'll want to read that. Because, see, they had that 1,250-page monster sitting on your shelf collecting dust waiting for the opportunity. And the opportunity was 9/11. Let's scare everybody with a false flag attack. And then we're going to pass a bill and make everybody think, oh, they're doing something about it. That is Hegelian dialectic in full-blown operation. We also have a free download of 9/11 Truth, The World is Ready brochure. That is a print and share medium from Richard Gage himself. His website is richardgage911.org for those of you who want to go see it. I realized that, you know, you dial in on Monday and you weren't paying attention on Friday when I said he was going to be on the show. Some of you were. I'm not accusing everybody. Stop it. I know you were. Some of you were listening and you caught that. And you even called the show and you were happy that Richard Gage was coming on. Well, it is 9/11. I mean, it's only apropos that we play Richard Gage on 9/11, right? Well, speaking of attacks, are we at war already with China and Russia? I mean, Russia's threatening stuff, getting reports in here that, you know, aircraft are in the Ural Mountains hiding Russian officials and we're going to unleash nuclear and biological. And I mean, there's this all, you know, now we've got retired Major Jeffrey Prather with a video out. Prather is claiming that China fired 3 lasers at Maui targets and that the entire event was strategic in nature. And of course, Sleepy Joe will do nothing about it other than take advantage along with all his other billionaire buddies out there that think they can keep putting him in office. Biden officials likely violated the First Amendment rather on social media. They're violating the Fifth Amendment all the time. Right to due process. Wow. I mean, it's a mess. You got a weaponized DOJ. I mean, it's all part of it. But the First Amendment, according to Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that several Biden administration officials had likely breached the First Amendment by pressuring social media companies to moderate or take down content they deemed problematic. In other words, it didn't agree with the official government narrative, especially with the CDC. So anything the CDC says, you should believe. No, you shouldn't. Fulton County grand jury, believe it or not, and this is where even the prosecutor, Fannie Willis, had a problem with it. But this grand jury had recommended criminal charges against Senator Lindsey Graham, as well as former GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Now, these were the ones that were voted out of office in 2020 as senators of the state of Georgia. But apparently, Fannie Willis had a problem with that. Panel also recommended charges against Michael Flynn, General Flynn, and Boris Epstein, the top advisor to the 45th president. They heard from some 75 witnesses, the grand jury did. And, of course, then the I still got a problem with that forewoman from the grand jury going out there and granting interviews on MSDNC. You know this whole thing is stacked up. The special counsel's office apparently allegedly coerced a lawyer to influence his client in a Trump case. This, according to the House Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan, sending a letter to special counsel Jack Smith after launching an inquiry into one of Mr. Smith's top aides. Yep. Huh. The probe comes after the former lawyer of a witness in one of the Trump cases revealed in a new filing he was threatened with prosecution by Mr. Smith's office. So what he did was he basically turned on the president. This is how it works. The IRS, meanwhile, is launching a sweeping historic tax enforcement crackdown using artificial intelligence. That makes you wonder, doesn't it? Yeah. Sweeping historic tax enforcement initiative using AI and other cutting-edge technologies to catch tax evaders more effectively. And then what are they going to do? Come to your house heavy? That's the term we use when they show up with guns. Even if you don't have an FFL license, that's if you don't know what FFL is, it's Federal Firearms License. Even if you don't have one of those, like they did to the guy down in Pushmataha County, Oklahoma. That's Tuskahoma, Oklahoma, by the way. That's where he was, Russell Fincher. He had given up his license, and they still came in heavy, took all of his legally owned guns. Now, if that's not a gun grab, I don't know what is, but they're still investigating. Sure they are. No, see, they want to see how far they can push before America will do something. And just remember, there's, you know, what do they say? That they got how many people in the government versus how many people in America that are armed? And why is the government buying billions of bullets? Why is that? Why is all this happening? Do they have something planned? We got people out there saying, yes, all the currency is doomed. And on September 20th, all of it's going to go away. And we're going to go to CBDC and we're going to lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Huh. Sure. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, this is what they do. They put this out in the media. And they leak stuff to Hal Turner so he can broadcast it and scare everybody, too, because I was the first one. I had it. I got the scoop. See, I'm not too worried about the scoop. I'm worried about the truth. See, way back when I started in the media as a news reporter, it was all about the scoop. We had it first, you know, so that people would go, news reporter for KJLA in Kansas City has these, you know, whatever. That and 50 cents will get me a cup of coffee, speaking of which. Had to take a slurp there, as if I'm not moving fast enough for you. Yes, there is a sea change taking place at the IRS in every aspect of our operations, according to IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel. Uh-huh. We're going to catch people abusing the nation's tax laws, thanks in part to cutting-edge tech. Uh-huh. You mean the kind of tech that the Chinese used, the hackers used to impersonate U.S. voters with AI-generated propaganda during the 2022 elections, according to Microsoft. Yeah, the effort was part of a series of covert influence operations by the Chinese Communist Party intended to mimic U.S. voters from across the spectrum and create controversy and division. Yeah, and they plastered social media with all their garbage and got everybody all pissed off at each other. Wow, isn't that something? You gotta wonder. We're falling for this stuff, hook, line, and sinker. All you, like I said, there's either awake people or they're woke people, one or the other. So as you know, the G20 summit in India, Biden decided he was going to make a little stop over in communist Vietnam. Of course, it takes one commie to know another commie. Biden, of course, was welcomed with open arms by the Communist Party leader Nguyen Phu Trong. And I don't know, both leaders formally announced an elevated partnership, sending a strong message to China. Yes, we're all in it with you. We're going to turn America into a communist state. And Senor Joe is at the top of the list of all the commie fascist pigs in America that are trying to turn us all into a communist nation. You might as well read between the lines on it. I mean, isn't that what it's really happening? I'm asking a question here, not making a statement. I'm asking a question. Do you agree with that? Huh. I mean, why did he go to Vietnam? What strategic benefits do we have having Vietnam as a comprehensive strategic partner unless we were going to put military bases in? I don't see that happening. So far, only China, Russia, India, and South Korea have achieved this degree of partnership with Hanoi. So why do you have Mr. Lamebrain that rambled on in his press conference over there trying to win the confidence of the folks over in Hanoi? Huh. The future is digital, according to the EU chief. That's right. Ursula von der Leyen, said on Sunday, yesterday, speaking before the One Future session of the G20 summit in India, that the top bureaucrat declared the future will be digital. Therefore, more globalist institutions will be needed to set up boundaries and regulations. In other words, controls. They're going to implement AI. And if AI doesn't like you, see, there's going to be an algorithm in the AI, okay? And they will have this algorithm programmed to spy by any means possible on anything that it deems nefarious according to what its algorithms have been told, and that's how you're going to get ratted out. There's been a powerful earthquake in Morocco that has killed more than 2,000 people and basically impacted about 300,000 more. I mean, this is pretty huge. It was a magnitude 6.8 quake. And of course, the G20 summit, as we told you about, exposed increased tensions between the U.S. and China. Of course, I don't hear anybody in the U.S. other than retired Major Jeffrey Prather saying that it was China that zapped Maui with lasers from satellites. Now, if they can do that here, they could do it anywhere. The CBDC, of course, now we have Brazil. Their banks last week successfully completed pilot transfers using a program called DREX. D-R-E-X, that's a country's central bank digital currency. Yep, it's starting. And of course, people are starting to protest. Yeah, and this is funny about all the people in power down in Brazil. They don't pretty much care what the people do. Honestly, they don't even think they need to care about public opinion. Well, they're going to find out, because when you start taking the public's cash away, what's the public going to do? They're going to riot, and they're going to march on Brazil's capital, and they're going to come after the morons that decided that CBDC was more popular. We're at 28 minutes after the hour here, and now that I'm hearing the break music, we'll come back after these important messages with your use news. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joy Schreiber with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions.
Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
Find out more about this product or others like it. Go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
All right, we're shortening the break here. It's 7:30 Central on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us. We're moving into U.S. news. A judge has found Arizona's signature matching process for mail-in ballots is unlawful, delivering what the plaintiffs in the case in the lawsuit calling a massive win. This is Yavapai County Superior Court Judge John Knapper issued in a ruling late last week against Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes, brought by public interest group Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, which alleged that Mr. Fontes broke the law regarding mail-in ballot signature verification procedures. Now, so what does that mean? Nothing changes. Mr. Fontes has pretty much given the judge the finger. So there you go. Nothing has changed. Fontes isn't out. Nobody's done anything about it. Yeah, believing is seeing. Seeing is believing, right? Which do you prefer? Supreme Court is taking concrete steps to address ethics allegations, according to Justice Kavanaugh. Of course, the Kavanaugh was making these comments at a judicial conference in Ohio, where he appeared before judges and lawyers and was questioned by Judge Stephanie Dawkins Davis of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit about perceived ethics issues at the high court. This according to the Washington Post. Well, you got to understand, why would the Post do this? Because it's the Post. It's woke. This is what they do. They attack everything and everybody. Doesn't matter. The lawyer for Sidney Powell is trying to extricate her from the criminal case against former President Trump in Georgia. Sidney Powell is a lawyer and former federal prosecutor who unsuccessfully challenged the 2020 election results, wasn't really involved in the activities alleged in the indictment, according to her lawyer, Brian Rafferty. He told the Fulton County Court that as well. This indictment by Fannie Willis alleges the efforts of President Trump, Ms. Powell, and 17 others to challenge the election results amounted to a racketeering conspiracy. Well, good luck with that. I would not be a bit surprised if after this whole thing ends and all of these people are found not guilty or acquitted by a jury, they are going to have a real problem with Fannie Willis. And you really think people are going to vote for her in the next election after this, after they realize that she used their tax dollars to do this stupid stuff? No, I don't think so. I think there's going to be a groundswell. I think Fannie Willis signed her own political death warrant. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, by the way, has granted an absolute pardon to Scott Smith. Do you remember this? This was Loudoun County. He showed up at a school board meeting, coming to his daughter's defense after she was reportedly raped in the girls' bathroom at school by a boy wearing a skirt. Well, that makes it convenient, doesn't it? Scott Smith was arrested by police. You remember that? They threw him on the floor. There's video of it. Boy, they had to parade him in front of the media and make him look like a bad man. He was later found guilty of obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct when he started to swear at a community member threatening to spread false and malicious information about his business. This, according to the Daily Wire, his daughter was just about to share on a megaphone about how just weeks before she was sexually assaulted in a school bathroom, which the school board had allegedly attempted to cover up. They're busted. They're so busted. Now, Glenn Youngkin, Virginia's governor, has pardoned Scott Smith. Hallelujah. A federal judge, of course, if you hadn't heard, has denied Mark Meadows' motion to hear state racketeering charges. They're going to not allow him to remove it to federal court. He denied it. Just so you know, Meadows is back in the fracas. And if anything happens to RFK Jr., you're going to figure out really quick who is behind it. This is of the opinion of Carrie Lake. She's saying that RFK Jr. is a third-party candidate. It's going to make it harder for the Democrats to cheat in the upcoming presidential race. And, of course, her comments came following RFK Jr.'s suggestion that he may consider other alternatives rather than simply pursuing a Democratic nomination. Ms. Lake obviously recognizes, she said this on the Clay and Travis and Buck Sexton show, that RFK Jr. is talking about running as a third-party candidate. Makes it a lot harder for these people to cheat because they don't know what's going on or what's going to be on the inside of the ballot. It might be a Democratic voting, but that Democratic voting independent this time, they might be voting for RFK Jr. instead. A fourth grade teacher in Covington, Tennessee, Alyssa McCommon, 38 years old. Wow. Then arrested for allegedly raping a 12-year-old boy and befriending other young students online. The arrest was outside of her home for allegedly sexually assaulting a student in 2021, according to local media reports. Wow. See, it goes the other way. It's not just guys raping girls. It's girls raping guys, too. This is a 38-year-old teacher. And you got to wonder what happens when your kid comes home and he's all depressed and acting despondent and quiet. Is everything okay, son? And he goes and locks himself in his room. The first thing I'd be doing is looking at the school. Okay, unlock the door. I want to talk to you. What happened at school today? And then you call the school and you start inquiring. See, this is why people are taking their kids out and homeschooling them, folks. The biggest problem we're having right now with the Second Amendment. Are you ready for this? New Mexico's governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, has now issued a public health emergency to strip the right away for law-abiding citizens to carry firearms in open public in and around Albuquerque. That's the state's largest city. That's in Bernalillo County, all right? She is saying you can't carry them in Albuquerque. This is the governor now. And so what did that do? Well, New Mexico State Representative Stephanie Lord and John Block, both Republicans, called for her impeachment. They want to impeach the governor. She has violated the Second Amendment. This is an abhorrent attempt at imposing a radical progressive agenda on an unwilling populace. Rather than addressing the crime at its core, Governor Grisham is restricting the rights of law-abiding gun owners, according to what Lord wrote in a press conference shared on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Some people can't let loose of the name Twitter. They call it X now. Why? Here we got people screaming that Elon Musk is evil because of certain things he's doing on here. Like the lady he's got in charge as CEO now that's one of those censorship buffs. Well, what do you think? Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, should she be impeached? Huh. Under economy and business, 70% of Americans say they trust USA-made products. Really? See, we carry Heaven's Harvest foods here on the Power Mall, right? Power Hour. And Legacy Premium Food Storage is made in America. However, when I clicked on the link to look at the company that was shown on the Epoch Times, saying that 70% of Americans say they trust USA-made products, the first thing I went for is the Nutrition Facts label. And I put a picture of it on the email blast you're going to be getting. And I want you to take notice of the synthetic chemicals and the tocopherols that are in this product. This is what looks like some sort of a rigatoni with spaghetti sauce on it, or penne pasta, rather, with spaghetti sauce and cheese on it. Yeah, there's thiamine mononitrate, ferrous sulfate, wheat flour, cornstarch, disodium phosphate, silicon dioxide, and tocopherols. Do your homework. An appellate court has upheld the injunction blocking the CDC, the FBI, and the White House from censorship. This is Missouri v. Biden. The two major arms of the federal government, however, the sprawling State Department and Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, were exempted from the modified injunction, which was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Boy, see, they're still covering their own. It's called Circle the Wagons. And, of course, I talked previously about the Patriot Act, 20 years of government spying on you. It's actually 22 years now, but this article was written in 2000. This 52,000-word act sailed right through Congress, and, of course, well, we have to pass it before we know it's in it. Yeah. Yeah, the Orwellian title, Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism. USA Patriot Act. See, there was an acronym. An acronym. Uniting and Strengthening America, that's USA, Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism. Patriot. Yeah, did you get it now? It passed the House of Representatives within 24 hours, subsequently rubber stamped by the Senate the very next day with only one lone dissenting vote. They didn't even read it. The Bushite said the craftily drafted and considered measure was essential not only to pursuing and punishing terrorists, but also preventing more atrocities in the hands of the evil ones. Well, I don't see anybody addressing that situation when it comes to what happened on Maui, do you? What happens when it happens on the U.S. mainland? Then what? Well, it already has. Colorado, California. I mean, just whose satellites burned all these places? Do you think we're not paying attention? We are paying attention. There's a whole host of my listeners out there right now that have already made up their minds how all this went down. Global Engineering Watch, by the way, has a new edition out. Number 422, about apocalyptic food price rises. This is a statement from the governor of the Bank of England. Yeah. What happens when the food shelves in the local market are empty? Then what are you going to do? Over 1,000 fires are still raging in Canada. Greece has gone from a total firestorm incineration to a year's worth of rain in a day. Geoengineering is further fueling an ever more destructive cycle of droughts followed by firestorms, rather, followed by deluges of rain. Hence the Burning Man. Remember that? Ah. Yeah, one of the hottest places in the Nevada desert all of a sudden gets inundated. Rainwater everywhere on Earth is unsafe to drink due to PFAS forever chemicals. This is one of the reasons why we have the James McCanney water filtration system available to you as a partner on the Power Mall. And you need to let us know if you buy one of those, because I have them. I use them. They work. Nobel Prize laureate John Clauser recently in the spotlight for challenging the prevailing climate models, which he says have ignored a key variable. You know what it is? This guy is, of course, the Nobel laureate for the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics. And he has joined the 1,600 professionals in signing the World Climate Change Declaration. The declaration asserts there is no climate emergency, that climate change is not science, not conclusive. Whatever it is, the Earth's history over thousands of years shows a consistently changing climate. Not an issue, right? Of course, now we also have an article to read, Five Simple Ways to Avoid Exposure to Cancer-Causing Chemicals in Your Home. And of course, upgrading to non-toxic cosmetics and personal care products, number one, because they don't have all the heavy metals, the formaldehyde, the phthalates and parabens and all that good stuff. We have the Miracle 2 soap and lotions, Willard water aloe gel, silver botanical deodorants, Vitamir natural toothpaste and mouthwash, and Miracle Skin Helon and lamb cream. Number two, eat organic whenever possible. Because, see, people who eat more organic produce have lower levels of pesticides in their bodies. Of course, we have a thing on there about the EWG's Dirty Dozen Guide to Food Chemicals, the top 12 to avoid, for those of you who get the email blast. We give you all sorts of solutions here. We know that eating organic, full organic, can be pricey, so that's one of the reasons why we've been telling you here on the Power Hour to grow your own. And stop heating food in plastic. That's another one you can do. Because you put it on a plate, you cover it with a paper towel, and you heat it that way. You put those plastic containers in there. These are full of toxic chemicals that leach into the food, and then you eat it. And when they're labeled microwave safe, that means they just won't melt or fall apart. It doesn't necessarily mean they won't leach toxic chemicals into your food. But stop it. And, of course, the McCanney water filters are going to help the DuraFlow, which we have in Berkey water units for those of you doing the pour over method. Nothing wrong with that. Takes a little time to filter it, but it gets rid of all that garbage. So the McCanney whole house water filters means you can actually take showers and bathe in it and the water will be fine. And we have the Sun Air Purifier, one of Dale Mitchell's creations up there in Northwest Arkansas. You can start filtering your indoor air. I have mine running. Yep. Wonderful situation there. Sun Air Purifier. And of course, eating this way, how is that, can lower the risk of gastric cancer by almost 30%, the study finds, published in the journal Frontiers in Nutrition 1. You eat a Mediterranean diet if you're on a gastric cancer risk. It's broadly based on the diet of countries lining the Mediterranean Sea, focusing on antioxidant-rich fruits, veggies, whole grains, beans, legumes, seafood, nuts, seeds, olive oil, and plenty of herbs and spices. That's according to latest studies. In COVID-related news, I got to go to the last story in here, because here we have the lions and tigers and bears syndrome coming out again. And I outlined the story on the email blast. Consider the source. Consider the topic. Consider what's being pushed, then do not comply. The CDC needs to go. This is one agency that it's done its best to fearmonger. And, of course, it came out last Friday after we got off the air saying research shows that antibodies produced by a prior COVID-19 infection or existing vaccines were good enough to protect against a new variant that's been found in the United States. Wow, the BA.2.86 variant. Yeah. Go out and get another jab. We need another vaccine. Just like, you people just don't know when to quit. The Florida Surgeon General, as a matter of fact, has gone on a rant an anti-vaccine rant against the new COVID-19 booster. Said they're not disclosing the fact there's very rare side effects of these vaccines you need to be aware of. We have our first case of recurrent multiple evanescent white dot syndrome called NUDES, shown in a woman following both COVID-19 vaccination and subsequent infection. This is an idiopathic inflammatory disease of the outer retina that is thought to be a transient viral-induced autoimmune reaction. In other words, when they take your picture of your eyeball, and they have machines that do that now, if you've ever had your eyes examined with one, you'll know, and they see a white dot in the middle of your retina. Very, very plain. I've seen pictures of it. We have them on the email blast if you care to subscribe. Boosted people are more likely than unvaccinated to be infected, according to a new study. So I'm sorry, those of you who believed everything the government told you, the new COVID wave is going to test how well America learned about pandemic propaganda, according to Dr. Robert Malone. Well, here's a lot of you think that the pot is calling the kettle black again. Oh, we've all heard about how lethal this coronavirus is and how we're at such great risk. And this is what Malone told the Epoch TV's American Thought Leaders Now, which makes me wonder, okay, why did you guys have him on? We already know he created mRNA, but then Pfizer and Moderna made it modified instead of messenger. And you're still playing the game. Well, at least he's honest enough to tell you that it is propaganda. And of course, a deeper dive into the role of spike protein in myocarditis and blood clotting. We have a story about that. It's a series, Promise or Peril, Alarming COVID-19 mRNA Vaccine Issues, for those that don't understand what's going on. The COVID-19 stay-at-home policies resulted in excess deaths, according to the latest studies published in Health Economics. Yep. Mandatory masking, social distancing became everyday directives for millions worldwide. Are you ready? Yeah. Do the hokey pokey and you put your head in, put your head out. Pull your head out. Yeah. They had the whole America doing the hokey pokey till some of you woke up and said, wait a minute. This is wrong. Yeah, I got to stand 6 feet apart when a sneeze moves, droplets go 27 feet. And I got to stand 6 feet apart? Who came up with that cockamamie idea? Yeah. Who did? Oh, and by the way, for those of you, we'll get to the cancel culture category here in just a minute. Brady in Vegas, you're on. Go.
Yeah, I'm talking about the difference. Let me turn this down. Can you hear me, Dave?
Oh, of course. I can hear you loud and clear.
Again, they had this thing finally came up over about a month ago. I brought up that place by Fresno, that facility they found with the garden hose hanging outside the ability of the building, and it was Prestige Biotech, and they actually had a place here in Vegas. But that was the place that had not just a couple mice running around on the floor with that were carriers and infectors with the COVID in it. There was thousands of mice, and then the government kind of stepped in now in the Freedom of Information Act. They sent some papers to Becerra and Christopher Wray, but they haven't responded yet. But that was a biotech company that was Chinese. So we're always looking at the link of, you know, how are they trying to infect this stuff. They were right there in Fresno. They had their PCR tests were being assembled right in the same facility. I wonder if that's a health hazard to have thousands of mice running around when you're putting together your PCR test.
You know what I want, hey, Brady? Yeah, Brady. What I want to know, what I want to know, Brady, is how they managed to get those swabs up the mouse's nose.
or the other hole too. You never know what they're doing with those swabs.
Oh my God! Days. Don't go there. I don't want to get a visual this hour of the morning.
Okay. Not another one too. Our buddy there, Bill Gates, wants to buy, or he invested like $25 million into Bud Light. I think I know where he's going to go with this. Bioengineered Bud Light.
Oh no, I can't. Can you imagine that? All those guys that have a beer gut are going to be sitting in front of the TV watching NFL, drinking all sorts of garbage in their Bud Light. God, can you imagine that? Oh my God, unbelievable. They will stop at nothing, Brady. Appreciate your call. Thanks for holding. I want to get through the rest of the stories here because the next hour, it's all Richard Gage. You guys, you got to stay with this, right? You're going to hear the latest updates as what he and his group have found out. He is one of the American Institute of Architects members, and he and his group have come up with some new stuff that you got to listen to. There is a poll out they took of California voters. See, because what Gavin Newsom did when he unzipped his fly or opened the Pandora's box or whatever cliche you want to use, the concept of state of California delivering cash payments as reparations to the descendants of enslaved African Americans, 59% of voters, they thought they were going to interview. They were going to interview these people and do a poll. This is by the University of California Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies and co-sponsored by the LA Times. So they called up all these voters and found some 59% of voters oppose cash payments compared with the 28% who support the idea. Now, it makes you wonder about the 28% and who they were. The lack of support for cash reparations was resounding with more than 4 in 10 voters strongly opposed. Yeah. So you got to wonder, this is the left doing their own study, and it backfired on them. They thought they were going to get right ahead of this thing and tell Gavin Newsom, hey, guess what? The whole state want. No, that's not what they found out. They found out people in California apparently don't like Gavin Newsom. So why is he still governor? We also have in the pet news category about pros and cons of sleeping with your dog for both of you. I know a lot of you love your dogs and it's so nice to have Fido in bed with you at night, but there's some pros and cons you need to read about as far as where love and science meet. We have that in the pet news category. In the good news, a man escaped Soviets by, are you ready for this? Zip lining on power lines over the Iron Curtain. That's original. It was on a stormy night, as a matter of fact. A pair of friends set out to prove something to the communists who controlled their country at the tail end of the Cold War. On a one-way trip, they scaled an electrical tower as thunder boomed. Out of necessity, the two men ziplined along the high-voltage power lines from their homeland, the Soviet Czechoslovakia, across the Iron Curtain. And, of course, they found freedom on the other side. Amazing how that is. They survived the ordeal, believe it or not. Of course, you heard about the carjacking in Minnesota. The defund the police Democrat politician was left with a broken leg and bloody face, and now she wants cops. Yeah, and we got a little article here on the Fulton Sheriff revealing what Trump's attitude was like. Richard Gage at the top of next hour here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helped us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.